Oh, it's generally a stag.
After they're married.
Oh, after. Afterward? Don't tell me I'm getting that old.
It's funny how this thing has gone the other way. I talked to one old fellow and he said, "Oh, that's a shivaree. We used to give them
Oh,
all the
shivery,
time."
yeah, that's what I was trying to think
But
of.
he got to
Well,
give them.
I always thought this was before the wedding.
Well, this was afterwards.
Was that
This
right?
was when they'd gone to their room or their house or whatnot. Sometimes they'd catch the groom and take him out and tie him up and ride him around town in a wheelbarrow. And this fellow said, this fellow and his bride went to a little house that they'd rented and they wouldn't come out. So the whole town got up there just raising all sorts of fuss. And this guy got right under the window with his shotgun and touched her off. Made a heck of a clatter, but he had it pointed in just a little too far. And it took off all the siding above the window and blew a hole in the roof. And the next morning he had to go out there and fix the whole darn thing. They used to have some wild times, I guess.
Oh,
If
I
they
guess
got
so.
a guy or a girl they didn't like, they'd make it pretty hard on them. Sometimes they wouldn't do it at all to them. This was even worse.
But they missed part of the things that were coming to them, huh?
Just ignore them and not give them this riding. Actually, when you were a young fellow, and you and Catherine wanted entertainment, where did you go?
Movies. You mean specific
just,
places?
Just social affairs.
Oh, giant parties, movies, old friends' houses, this sort of thing.
What was the big social event of your graduation from high school?
Unofficial affair that the boys all got on the night of graduation. We didn't attach any particular name to it, though.
Oh, was there any mixed affair there with an
Well, they
orchestra?
had the they generally had a junior senior prom.
When did you do there?
Well, this is just a big dance generally held 3 weeks or so before the end of the year.
I remember. In our senior prom, we were supposed to have a dance, and I didn't know how to dance. I could just walk around there and hope nobody would see it. Oh, I was so embarrassed that thing
well,
was coming up, and I wanted to go.
I didn't even go, as a matter of fact.
I went.
I went. At that time, I was running around boys almost exclusively.
I just started.
We couldn't
going
be bothered
to
with things like that.
I just
with.
Got started. One of my first dates, I did get home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought my old man was going right through the roof.
I went to class in here at that time. And about the only people that...
I got a big one here.
Great part of the student body there was rather exclusive, you know, the rich people. I just wasn't up in this class, and we just didn't care to mix with them. They all had cars and this sort of thing, which we didn't have. So we kind of had our own little clique, you know. And we couldn't be bothered with the darn
That's the way
fraternity
I was.
Parties and
fraternities.
Oh yeah, yeah. They had some
oh, good Lord.
Fraternities down there that wouldn't quit.
Start them early.
Yeah, and we just didn't get involved with this sort of thing.
Did you join a fraternity in college?
No.
I didn't either.
No,
I kept thinking I would. And I went to one. We had a big beer bust. Went out. They got me a blind date. Had a good time on the party, but we got ready to leave and all these